Blog Talk Radio.
Blessing us. Thank you for being an amazing God that you are. We are so blessed and so fortunate that you are our King. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Father God, right now, we just come to you in the need of prayer for our brothers and sisters around the world that may be going through something, that may be hurting right now, Father, and you know their situation. And so we ask that you just supersede and be a blessing to them. Let your glory shine down on them and bless them right where they are, Father. Thank you so much for just loving us right where we are, because, you know, a lot of times we don't even recognize that we are in a state that we are. We don't know that an accident may be just ahead of us. We don't recognize a sickness may be about to come over us. We don't recognize that we're about to say something or do something that's so stupid that's going to cause all kind of issues in our life, Father. So we thank you so much for being the insurance that we need to keep us from doing these things and protect us from those things that could hurt us. So, Father, thank you for the Spirit of God that you plant inside of us so that we could act accordingly, act like you would have us to act. Thank you so much for being who you are to us. We love you. We thank you for the show. We thank you for the opportunity to be a blessing to each other. Thank you for the listeners, and thank you so much for just giving us the opportunity to get to know our brothers and sisters around the globe. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we ask all our blessings. Amen. Well, 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 everyone, how are you? I hope you are good and God is good to you. Listen, I want to talk to you, but I want to play another song and then just let you get going and stuff. And that was a great song, right, that you just heard by Ty Trebek, Glorify the Lord. And we definitely need to lift him up and just be grateful for who he is. Man, oh man, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. It's so strange because a lot of times we don't recognize that, we don't pay attention. A lot of times we think that, you know, we don't think. We just kind of look at life like, but if we were to think about it, if we were to think about life and how God has things set up, you know, you'll be able to see, oh, there's God, there has to be a God, because if you look at everything, has a something over it, you know, a creature, you know. We have like my dogs, they look at me to feed them and to take care of them and to protect them, and they do their best to protect me in the process, right? And so and God, that's how he is with us. You know, our parents are the same way. They look at us, they watch us grow. You know, they're so impressed when friends and neighbors and people say, oh, your son or your daughter is so sweet, or they're so beautiful, or they're so kind, or, you know, and it makes our parents so proud. Well, that's exactly how it is with God. He's so proud, you know, of us when he sees that we are doing our best to be our best, and he just loves it when people say wonderful things about us, because we're his children. We belong to him. And so we have to do our best always to make him proud and make him feel good. It felt so good to me when my mom would tell me that, oh, this lady down the street said that you are so kind, and so I'm so proud of you for being that way. She really, really was excited to tell me how good you were to her. So thank you for, you know, helping her take her groceries in or whatever it is that I did that the lady thought was so good. I can't remember now, but I remember smile on my mother's face, and that was the most important part, you know. And I don't do things like that, and we shouldn't do things like that just because, you know, we want a reaction out of someone. We should do it because it's the right thing to do, right? We should do it because it's the right thing, and we're letting God use us as his vessels to be a blessing to his children. And so, but it's nice to hear, you know, anyway, how much people appreciate it and how much the ones that you care about enjoy hearing those things about you. So anyway, I'm gonna play a song that I wrote, and we're gonna talk a little bit when we get finished with this. Okay, so here we go on Solar Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts Jr. Much love to all of you guys. I'm so excited that, you know, I get to talk to you guys every day. What's up, Julianne? How you doing over there? And I know Astrid's also somewhere in the United States, and I think she's in Colorado, and Julian's over in Detroit on the East Coast. And so everybody, much love. What's up, Greg? How you doing, my brother, over there in the UK? I hope you're doing well, feeling good, and Thank you again for your amazing work again here at Solar Records Radio. What's up, Mimo? What's happening, everyone? Hey, Kimberly, how you doing over there in Cali, over there on the West Coast? Much love to you. We appreciate you so much. To my sister, Diane, what's up, Di? And to my little sister, she just had a birthday. Happy belated birthday, sweetheart. I hope you had a wonderful one and you enjoyed it. God bless you. God bless you. All right, guys. So listen, let's keep this music going. This is a song I wrote called That's Why You're My King. We'll be back.
You thought I was to die for. praise is to our God. Y'all know how we do it. Take it up. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship is one accord. Come on, say every praise. Every praise is to our God.
every praise. It's to our God, and we're so grateful. And thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you so much for just everything that you do. Man, oh man, I love that music. I love how it makes me feel when I listen to this praise and worship music, because I hope you mean the words that you say when you're talking to our Heavenly Father. I really do, because it's so important. It's so important that we say what we mean, and we mean what we say, and we do what we mean, and we do what we say. I mean, you know, you are as good as your word, right? And so when you're telling God, when you decide that you believe in God, and God is everything, because he's first. So if you believe in him, you have to make him first, right? So I want to explain to you why I'm saying this. There are a lot of people that sometimes we take God for granted. Sometimes people decide for whatever reason that, you know what, I'm going to do this God thing. I'm going to go ahead and do this God thing, because just in case it's really real, just in case God really exists, I'm going to go ahead on and do all the things that they say I need to do so that I can go to heaven, so I can make it to heaven. And so, in other words, you're really using God's word. You're not really believing in what he says. You're just doing whatever it takes to make sure you're okay, because you once again have made it about you. And we have to be careful that we don't try to make everything about us, because it's so simple for us to do that, right? That's a natural instinct for us, because we are looking out for us, because we are the CEOs of us. Right. So we need to make sure we're okay and we're good, so that we could take care of our families, take care of, you know, whatever it is, our business and, you know, our careers or whatever it is. We need to look after us. And so that's a natural instinct. It's a natural response. It's built in. It is who we are. So, but when you have made the decision that you need to have someone over you, guide you, to lead you, and you call on our Heavenly Father to be that being in your life, that Lord, that God, or your God, your Lord, you can't play with that. That is not acceptable. That is doomsday for you. And some people do it, like I say, just as insurance that, you know, just in case this God thing is going to work, this God thing is real, I better jump on it just in case. See, what happens is that once you do that, then you're basically saying to God, well, I'll use you. I'll use you, God, so that at the end of the day, I'm covered. I got everything covered. I'm still going to do what I want to do. I'm still going to be the man I want to be, or the woman I want to be. But at the same time, I'm going to be on your turf too, because I'm going to confess with my mouth that you are my Savior and that you're my Lord. I don't really mean it. And at some point, you should be able to think to yourself, if you're talking about God, the creator of the earth and universe, of all things, if you're talking about him, then why would you even begin to think that he can't figure you out? That he doesn't know what you're doing? Why do you think you can pull the cover over God's head? See, that kind of mentality is why you're in trouble in the first place. Because you always think that you can cheat, but you're really not cheating anyone but yourself, just like if you were in school or when you were in school. Like me, I remember cheating. Someone showed me, oh, here's the answers right here. And I was like, oh, man, the teacher don't know that I could see the answers. So I wrote down all the answers and got excellent grade and really did good. And then every time we took the test, I knew what the answers were, and I would keep doing that because that was what I was taught, and that's by a friend. And I learned to cheat without getting busted. But I ended up getting busted anyway because what I did was I only cheated on myself, because then I got promoted to the smartest fifth grade, and I was not the smartest fourth grader. I was nowhere near the smartest and ended up I was so embarrassed because there were tests, there were things going on in the school that in my classroom that I could not even understand because it was above my intellect. And so they even asked me, there was a spelling bee for the smartest kids and everything, and they asked me to spell this word, and I couldn't spell the word. I was so embarrassed. But I set myself up for that because I called myself being smarter than the school, and I started cheating because I thought I was getting away with something. So if you think, or any of us think, that we can cheat on God and make him think that we care about him, and we're just saying, hey, you're my Lord and my Savior, but I'm still going to do me. You're everything to me, but, you know, that's just in case. You're my insurance. You can't use God. You can't use God. And basically what you just did was embarrassed yourself. But it hurts God because he loves you. He loves you so much. And for you to think you can pull one over on him is the last thing that you should ever think, because he is who he is. So I'm just saying to you guys, anyone who's trying to do this, who's trying to play God, don't try to play him, okay? It's not going to work. There's no benefit in it for you. The best thing you can do is humble yourself and go, you know what? You're right. That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm just playing the Christian card, but I'm really not a Christian. I'm just saying it. So, you know, and so, I mean, there's different levels of this. There's some people that are extremes that will never do anything that have to do with God and what God wants. And then you have other people that will, you know, say that they love the Lord, but they never do anything to really be a blessing to the kingdom of God, you know. And they may maybe change a couple bad habits, but for the most part, they just kind of like just, you know, I'm just trying to do the bare minimum because I don't want to be responsible for all of these other things. Life is tough enough. I got enough on my plate already. I don't need to go out and make sure my neighbor is okay. I don't want to go out and make sure, you know, that old person down the street, make sure that they are okay and maybe I can help them or not. I don't want to do all that. I'm an introvert. I need to be by myself. I don't want to be around other people. So I'm no good for the kingdom of God anyway. Well, what you just did was you just talked yourself into being that person. as opposed to allowing God to mold you into the man or the woman that he's capable of doing. But you have to first give your heart to him wholeheartedly. You can't play God because he won't pay you any attention. You think you got something going on. And at the very end of the day, you have ended up playing yourself. So I'm just saying to my brothers and sisters, look, let's love people like if Jesus was inside of you. I get called out all the time by my wife about not, you know, you say you're all nice and everything, but then you yell at me. And I go, she's right. But I'm angry, so I want to hold on to the anger part instead of growing up and maturing as a Christian and being the man that God wants me to be for the woman that he gave me in my life. I need to grow up. I need I just need to be right with God. We all do. But we have to be honest with ourselves. That's where it starts, is being really honest with yourself. And a lot of times we don't want to do that because we know. We know what we do. We know what we think. We know how we act. But we don't want to confront ourselves just because of that. But that's exactly what we need to do. Because not only do you know what you do and who you are and why you act the way you do, God does too. So you're not hiding anything from him. So all I'm saying is please, let's try to do this thing. It's hard. I know it is. I'm a chaplain. And I have faults all the time. I fall short every day. But you know what? I know God knows my heart. I know that God knows my heart. And I know he knows that I feel bad. And I get down and I say, I'm so sorry. Ask for forgiveness constantly because I fall short. But I'm not trying to play him. I'm not trying to act like I'm all that. I never will. And we should never do that because we're wasting time doing that. When we could take that time and love each other, love yourself, love God, love your friends, love your neighbors as yourself. So my message is basically, you know, please don't try to play God. Because he knows you better than you know yourself. And he knew you were going to do this. He knew it before you did it. Wow. That's crazy, right? Like, good gracious. Can I have any privacy? No. No privacy. Because God is God. He knew who you were and how you were going to be before you were even born. So anyway, let's just, you know, and this whole criticizing thing, criticizing each other and beating up on each other all the time. That's just, we got to stop that, man. I see the world has just turned into one big critic. We are, everybody's judging each other. And we started off with that. Well, we're natural. That's who we are naturally. We judge, you know, we judge our distance when we're driving. We judge the people that we want to be around. We judge the people that we don't want to be around. We judge the kind of food that we eat. We judge the restaurants that we go in, if this food's good or not. It's a natural thing. It's natural for us to do that. But in the Bible, it says, judge not unless you want to be judged. So we have to go against our nature. We have to go against our nature. But we can do, because all things are possible with God. We can do this. But you got to have God in your corner. Can't do that otherwise. He's absolutely amazing. And he loves you. And he trusts you. He trusts us to do the right thing. It's just a matter of us maturing enough, growing up, and doing the right thing. Okay? All you need to know is how much you need God. We need him. We need him desperately. Because without God, we are nothing. There's nothing. So anyway, I love you guys. We're going to play more music and stuff. And I just want to say, you know, I pray that you all have a beautiful and wonderful, wonderful weekend, rest of your weekend. It's about done. But, you know, enjoy your family and your friends and whatever it is. Just, you know, enjoy your relationship with God. Work on it. It takes time, like any relationship, okay? And don't feel bad. Just be glad that he's God. He doesn't judge. He don't judge you. He knew what you're going to do, right? So don't feel bad. Be glad. He loves you. That's why he's God. He's not like us. All right. Anyway, guys, thank you for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. Lord, we need you. And we thank you. We thank you for blessing us today. And we ask that you just continue to bless us and guide us and help us to be the men and women that you want us to be. You are awesome. We glorify your name. We love you much. Father, we just ask that you protect us throughout this week and that you guide us and you help us to do the right things that will, you know, glorify you and the kingdom of God and bless our families. And, you know, all of our loved ones, thank you for giving us our loved ones and bringing them into our lives and letting us enjoy the fruits of your love. We appreciate you, God, and we love you so much. Amen. Amen. We'll be back.
All I need is you. in remembrance of me. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. Peace I be with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I came forth from the Father, and am come into the world. Again I leave the world and go to the Father. Behold, the hour cometh. Yea, and now is, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me.
Let's go now, in the front now, in the back now, let's go now, ladies!